Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshott. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Brubaker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pep Young. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lee Handley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Patton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Brandt. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ed Brandt. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The shortstop, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Carlton. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tex Carlton. And now, play ball. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Wehner moves to second. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wehner scores. Dickshott moves to third. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett has Dickshott trapped. The throw from Hartnett to Hack and back to Hartnett, who tags Dickshott out. Suhr moves to second. Two outs. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frey. The throw from Patton and he is out, Young applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brandt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley strikes out. Two outs. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dickshott. Demery reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Demery moves to third. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Fred Schult pinch runs for Ed Brandt. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schult moves to second. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickshott takes first base on ball 4. Schult moves to third. Wehner moves to second. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Herman. Schult scores. Wehner moves to third. Dickshott moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Pirates. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soor hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wehner scores. One out. It's 3-0, Pirates. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brubaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Wehner moves to second. Two outs. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mace Brown now pitching. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tex Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner. Frey reaches second base with a double. Hack goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Pirates. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-1 in the game. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day now catching. Mace Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day takes first base on ball 4. Demery moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demery scores. O'Day moves to third. It's 3-2, Pirates. Russ Bauer's now pitching. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Cavaretta moves to second. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0-for-1 in the game. Marti strikes out. One out. Tex Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlton strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Day scores. Cavaretta scores. Gallen moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Hack moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Gallen scores. Hack moves to third. Frey moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dickshott takes first base on ball 4. Wehner moves to second. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wehner moves to third. Dickshott moves to second. One out. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Soor is walked intentionally. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Brubaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Brubaker reaches second base with a double. Wehner scores. Dickshott scores. Soor moves to third. It's Pirates, 5, Cubs, 5. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-2 in the game. Handley hits a fly ball into center field. Marti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Soor scores. Brubaker moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, Pirates. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-2 in the game. Patton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brubaker scores. Young moves to third. It's 7-5, Pirates. Larry French now pitching. Russ Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Young scores. Patton moves to second. It's 8-5, Pirates. Russ Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frey misplays the ball. That's an error on Frey. Patton scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Pirates. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowers moves to second. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Bowers moves to third. Wehner moves to second. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Bowers scores. Wehner moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, Pirates. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Dickshott moves to second. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Suhr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-6, Pirates. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0-for-2 in the game. Marti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bowers, and towards Young, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brubaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta juggles the ball. That's an error on Cavaretta. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Brubaker trying to get to home. Gallen throws the ball into Frey, who relays the ball to O'Day, who tags Brubaker, who came all the way from first, for the out. Young moves to second. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Handley hits a fly ball into center field. Marti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Young moves to third. Two outs. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Haddon takes first base on ball 4. Russ Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patton. The throw from O'Day and he is safe. Patton steals second. Russ Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Clay Bryant pinch hits for Larry French. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frey for the out. Hack moves to second. 2 outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Herman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Shawn now pitching. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frey fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickshott moves to second. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Soar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dickshott scores. Wehner moves to third. It's 11-6, Pirates. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brubaker hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wehner scores. 2 outs. It's 12-6. Pirates. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Herman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 12, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowers fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Day takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 12, and the Cubs 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Lonnie Frey now playing second base. Billy Gerges now playing shortstop. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sean fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 12, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0 for 3 in the game. Marti hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wehner. Marti reaches second base with a double. Tuck Steinbach pinch hits for Clyde Sean. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Marti moves to third. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 12, and the Cubs 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Charlie Root now pitching. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles and a walk. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Dickshott bunts in front of the plate. O'Day fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on O'Day. Wehner moves to third. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Wehner scores. Dickshott goes all the way around to score. It's 14-6, Pirates. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Soar hits a fly ball into center field. Marti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Brubaker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 16-6, Pirates. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 16, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Demery hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Cabaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabaretta is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cabaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Day moves to third. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 16, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.